Good evening, everybody. Thank you so much for coming to this year. We are now approaching Parshas B'Shalach. Here we go. Torah says, "Vayi b'yom ha'shvi'i yatzu min ha'am lelkot v'lo matzo." Despite Klal Yisrael being told not to go search for the man on Shabbos, what happened? Some people did, and they did not find any man. We were told we're going to get double on Friday. Vayomer Hashem el Moshe ad ana me'antem. Hashem says to Moshe, enough. For how long are these people going to refuse to listen to my commandments? They were told not to go outside to search for the man, and they went anyway. And here's the key line. Re'u, ki Hashem nasan lechem haShabbos. Look, God gave you the plural Shabbos. Yeah. Al kein unosin lechem bayom hashishi lechem yomayim. You get double portion on Friday. Shavu ish tachtav. Everyone should just sit tight on Shabbos. Al yetzei ish mimekomo v'yom ha'shvi'i. Don't leave on the seventh day. This is going to be the source for the halacha known as Tchum Shabbos. And in fact, the next pasuk says, v'yishpatu ha'am v'yom ha'shvi'i. Meaning they did, they shall, Klal Yisrael shall observe this idea that we don't go too far on Shabbos. Shabbos is not a day for traveling, it's a day for sitting tight. That's what it says in this week's Parsha. I'm catching up with my Talmidim last week after winter break. Two distinct students on two distinct cruises had the same shaila. Rabbi, what do you do when the ship docks on Shabbos? Can you get off the cruise? Okay. So there were Jews on one of the cruises that were having a machlokas.
Actually, it docked on Shabbos?
It docked on Shabbos. Okay. So one of my Talmidim said there was a little bit of an awkward discussion because everyone on the in the Frum Chevra was talking about it, and some argued it's mutter, I heard. Some said, I don't think it's mutter. And they needed a rub. They needed a rub in that particular situation. Another Talmud said, well, even if it's mutter, it's not really mutter, because the only way to get off the cruise is by going in an escalator, and you have to scan your card, and there are all these, like, other issues that come with you getting off of a boat, apparently. It's not like as simple as walking to, like, a place and walk.
There's a question tomorrow about
it. Yeah.
Coming.
Okay.
So the question is, where were they when they docked?
Very good. So Adam knows that there's a mission in Erevin. Because he does Mishnah Yomi, so he knows this is Mishnah, it's very good. So, but it's fascinating that this is happening, whereby apparently holy Jews are found on cruise ships, and it could be that they were out in the sea going into Shabbos, and all of a sudden they find themselves attached to dry land on Shabbos. And the question that arises, can you get off the boat on Shabbos? All right, so let's look. Is it a short year? Yes or no?
I was on a cruise, but it didn't dock on Shabbos.
I've never been on a cruise before, by the way. So I don't have a good like language in terms of the experience. Were you on the cruise over the course of Shabbos?
Oh, yeah.
You were? Oh, yeah. All 25 hours.
It was all set to be not to dock on Shabbos.
Uh-huh.
From Friday was the last port of call till Sunday morning.
Very good.
Completely at sea, so I didn't have the Shiloh.
It was a weekend getaway.
And I would not know it was a week, but I would not have gotten off if it did dock.
All right, so let's try to figure this out. So, again, let's just appreciate, there's a comment of the tour. There's a tour in Siman Shin Tzadi Vav, because this pasuk makes it into the Shulchan Aruch. It's not so common to have a pasuk in the Torah in the Shulchan Aruch. The Torah in the Shulchan Aruch, will quote this week's parsha. The Torah says, Tanya, Shvu ish tachtav mikan shekol adam yesh lo dalen amos b'kol makom. So if you were in the desert, alone, and Shabbos began, you would have only Dalet Amos, say around 8 feet in all directions around you. What? Because you're not within a city. You would have Dalet Amos, Afilu Yotza L'Tchum. So again, forget the Tchum for a second. That if you are an individual, right?
So,
yes. Yeah, exactly. You have 4 Amos after your Tchum. Meaning every person is him and 4 Amos. Right. And we're going to learn about the tchum piece. Now, afilu yatza l'tchum. Even if you were to exit your tchum, you would exit your tchum. Shai Moshe Amar Kain when Moshe said this pasuk, Shavu Ish Tachtav, says the Torah, Osan Sheyatzu Chutz L'Tchum Lilkot. You know who Moshe was addressing? The people who left the Tchum. Those people who were in the city, so to speak, the Machane Yisrael, they were able to travel the 2,000 Amos, the Yud Beis Mil will learn whatever, that of the city. Meaning, let's assume that in the Midbar, the Klal Yisrael was one city, and the people who went to collect the man on Shabbos went out of the Tchum. And when Moshe Rabbeinu said, don't move, namely, you only have 4 Amos, he was addressing the individuals who had left the Tchum. Because the halacha is, you have a lot of room to walk on Shabbos within your city, and even beyond your city, you have 2,000 Amos, we'll learn. And even beyond that, you have 4 Amos. So the people who have left the Tchum, Moshe was saying, don't move. You only have 4 Amos. That's how the Torah understands the pasuk. And the Shulchan Aruch paskins, based on this pasuk, Shavu Ish Tachtav, Mikan Shekol Adam Yeshul Dalet Amos B'chol Makom, Afilu Yatzeh Chutz L'Tchum. So if someone were to exit their Tchum Shabbos, you have 4 Amos to walk. Okay. So based on the fact that the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch are quoting this pasuk, it would seem that the concept of a Tchum is a Dinmi D'Oraisa. And in fact, the Rambam counts this as a losase out of the 613. The Rambam says losase shin chav alef, hizir shelo lahalo chutz l'tchum ha-medina b'shabbos. So don't walk out of the tchum. And he quotes our pasuk, he quotes a gemara. But the Ramban disagrees. The Ramban has a commentator on the Sefer HaMitzvos, and the Ramban says v'zed davar ta'us. The Rambam made a mistake. You know why? It is true that the opinion of Rabbi Akiva is that you go out of the Tchum, and the Tchum Alpaim Amos is Daraisa. But that is only the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, and we do not paskin like Rabbi Akiva. And it is true, there's a Gemara Yerushalmi that indicates that the Tchumin is a Din Daraisa. But guess what? That's a Yerushalmi, and that's not like our Gemara. So essentially, we're going, says the Ramban, to assume that according to the Torah, there ain't no such halacha. There's no such thing. Anytime we mention tchumin, we're automatically talking about a din midirabbanan, according to the Ramban. So Ramban, the whole din of tchum is a din midirabbanan. And anytime you're going to point me to a pasuk in this week's parsha, oh, don't go out of your place, it's only talking about carrying. Carrying. Can't carry. It's talking about Erevin. But not about walking. It's talking about carrying. Most Rishonim assume like that. That Tchumin is Derban. Alright? Everyone okay? Alright. So Jerome, thank you for the correction before. Just to clarify again. So we have a concept of a Tchum. But the Rambam is going to make it crystal clear. Here it is. The Rambam kind of retracted a little bit on some of the details. But he makes it crystal clear in the 27th Perek of Hilchos Shabbos. Here's what the Rambam writes. Hayotzei chutz l'tchum ha-medina b'shabbos. So if someone were to walk out of the tchum on Shabbos, loke, you get malchus. Because of our pasuk. This week's parsha. Hayotzei ish b'mekom ha-biyam ha-shvi. Good. Makom zehu tchum ha-ir. V'lo nasna Torah shi'ur l'tchum hazeh. The Torah never told you how many feet you get. So lo, let's say you want to take a walk. So you end up walking out of Fairlawn.
But within Fairlawn,
within you're good, because it's one city. One Eruv, one city, one community, you're good.
Okay, yeah. But,
train, one well, yeah, exactly. But you know, what's the dunker hook? Whatever. You start walking down that trail, and you end up in, where does that go? Glen Rock. Glen Rock, says Adam, is within the Tchum.
Like, well, northern New Jersey.
Okay, so you kind of figure that piece out. Northern New Jersey.
It's all connected.
It's one
tchum.
You're saying it's one.
With houses in between.
Right. There's no. Right. It's one.
It's back.
Right. There's no open. Right.
So that's amazing.
All right. So ultimately, the Rambam says. So the Torah never told you what the tchum is. Aval chachamim etiku shetchum zehu chutz l'shneim asar mil. So says the Rambam, we do have a pshat. Kineged Machane Yisrael. How long did it take from the first Jew in the front of the Midbar to the last Jew. At the end of the Midbar, if you were to assume they were in a straight line, how long? Yud Beis Mil. So not 2,000 Amos, but 24,000 Amos. So you have a lot. 24,000 Amos is a lot. So, whatever, so would have like 7 miles or whatever. I don't know the details of math, but something like that. So ultimately, that is what the Torah says you're allowed to walk. The same distance of the Machane Yisrael in the Midbar. So Lamachane, meaning you have a camp in the Midbar, and that's what you can walk. You can visit your friend from a different shevet on Shabbos. That's fine. Umidivrei Soifrim, din de Rabbanan, shelo yetze adam chutz le'ir, ela ad alpayim amar. So the Rabbanan lay down the law a little bit more strict, that although midoraisa you have 12,000 amos, you have the Yud Beis Mil, which is 24,000 amos, but the Rabbanan added a chumra that you only have 2,000 amos. Aval chutz le'alpayim aser, okay, 2,000 amos is your limit. Mid Rabbanan, no going past 2,000 amos. And then in Halacha Beis, the Rambam makes it even more clear. Name says, Lamed Shemutter La'adah B'Shabbos Alech Es Kol Yer Kula. Shabbos, you want to take a walk? You can walk from one end of the city to the other end of the city. Afilo Haisa Keninve. I don't care how big your city is. If it's huge, you can walk from one end to the other end. Whether there's a wall, there's no wall, I don't care, says the Rambam. Oh, okay. Three, really? Well, yeah, that's right. All right. 3-day walk from one end of the Ninve to the other end of the Ninve. Whether there's a wall, there's no wall. So even if you didn't get enough walking in your steps that day, even though you walked 3 days worth on Shabbos, you can still walk another 2,000 amos. Okay. The miyatsa underlined. Miyatsa chutzla alpayim. But once you left the 2,000 amos, makin oso makas mardus. You violated it in the Rabbanan. So you get lashed on a Rabbanan level. Ad shneim asar mil. And then if you walked what? Really walked shneim asar mil. You ended up walking all that while to violate even a din d'oraisa. Loke min ha-Torah. Then you would get lashed even on a biblical level. So 3 distinct madrigos. You can walk your entire city on Shabbos, mutter. To then walk 2,000 amos after the city, asar mid rabbanan. And then to walk up to Yud Beis Mil is going to be an asar mid d'oraisa. All right? Yeah, right. You have up, right. If you walk, thank you, Jerome, second correction of the evening, keep on correcting me. If you walk beyond the Yud Beis Mil, even one Amma, says the Rambam, you get lashed on a biblical level. Very nice. Okay. So that's some background about Tchum. Good. So now we have a kasha back to our ship. It's a Mishnah in Meseches Eirvim Mem Aleph Amebeis. Pam Achas Lo Nichnasu Lenomal Ad Shechashecha. So the boat was at sea. And it docked Friday night. Amru lo l'Rabbi Gamliel. So in this cruise, there was a rabbi. Rabbi Gamliel was the Rav Machshir of that kosher cruise. Ma'anu le'reid. Should we get off the boat on Shabbos? Can we get off the boat on Shabbos? Literally a mission on Shabbos. Amr lehem mutarim atem. Totally permissible to get off the boat on Shabbos. Why? You know why? Shekvar ha'isi mestakel v'hayinu b'soch ha'tchum ad shelo chashecha. The truth is we were already within the tchum of the city going into Shabbos. So although we didn't hit the dock until Friday night, at sunset when Shabbos began, I had a telescope. The Gemara actually asks how was he able to see into the distance, and the Gemara literally describes his telescope. It's fascinating, whatever, not for now. But ultimately, Rabbi Gamliel says, I was able to see, and we were within the tchum. Seemingly, that means we're within 2,000 amos of this land. And therefore, since we were already within the city's tchum, you could get off the boat on Shabbos. Now, if that was where the story ended, that would be very, very strict. That would mean that my Talmidim would be not able to get off their cruise unless they were within the dock's tchum going into Shabbos. I asked my Talmud today, 1 week later after we spoke last week, I said, at which point of Shabbos did the boat dock? He said, around, yeah, well, he said, I can't tell you the exact time, but it was somewhere between 7 and 9 a.m. Right, so Peter is already ready, you know, a.m. So that means this time here, if Shabbos started at 5 p.m. or sunset was at 4:30 p.m., there was no way that boat was in the tchum distance, I don't know the speed, whatever, of a boat, but between 4:30 p.m. and, I'll say, 7 a.m., yeah, there are a lot of miles covered by that fancy cruise engine thing, whatever is going on down there, whoever makes these boats run these days. But ultimately, he was not within the tchum of the port, within the dock, going to the Shabbos. So the Gemara is not done yet. That was a Mishnah Mem Aleph and Beis. The Gemara on Mem Gimel Amud Aleph has a kasha. This is the second page of the Mamar Komos. By Rabbi Chanina, Yesh tchum lemala me'asara, o ein tchum lemala me'asara. Until now, we've been talking about dry land. Let's say you're not on dry land. Let's say you're above the land. Does tchumen apply above land? Gemara's not sure. Well, the Gemara uses our mission as a proof. Rabbi Gamliel was only lenient because they were within the tchum. Rabbi Gamliel, what should he have said? There's no issue of tchum. You know why? We're not on the ground. We're above the ground. How many feet are there between the bottom of a ship and the sea level? The seabed? Lots. A lot more than 10 tefachim. Like a few feet. Right? So the Gemara says, clearly, Rabbi Gamliel thought that there is a concept of tchumen, even on a boat, even though you're well above the ground. And therefore, the only reason why he allowed it was because they were within the tchum. Whereas it's not so fast. Not so fast. Not a good proof. You know why? Amar Rava b'mahaleches b'rakak. Maybe the boat they were on was not actually in the sea, which was high above the ground. Maybe it was a boat that was kind of sloshing through like the dirt. Yeah, something like that. But ultimately, they want to disprove the proof. So we don't have an answer to our question.
And, like duck boats.
Yeah, duck boats.
They go on, right, yeah.
Paddle boats. Yeah. One of the worst decisions I ever made.
What I mean is that the boat is really touching the bottom of the river.
Yes, right? Yeah, that's what the Gemara says. Meaning the Gemara says, for all we know, the boat that they were on was touching the bottom. One time in COVID, I went to Turtleback Zoo with my kids. It was during COVID. I had to wear a mask, and I was wearing pants. And my kids wanted to go paddle boating. Don't wear pants on a paddle boat. Okay? With a mask on. I was like, more than if I didn't dehydrate, but like, it was not pleasant. Like, I knew I loved my kids when I didn't like give up the paddle boating despite my, I needed to wear a mask on the paddle boat. Anyway, what can you do? Baruch Hashem, we were all safe. We got back within the tchum before Shabbos. Yeah.
They're in a namel, and he says, it's not pashtus, they weren't a boat. They were not on a...
Yeah, the Gemara...
Gemara trying to give this type of teretz.
I like that. I like, so A.B. is saying, pashtus, it's a teretz, but it's not... Right. But ultimately, when the Gemara says tashma, trying to bring a definitive proof, the Gemara will inevitably try to say, well, let me prove to you why your proof has a flaw. So your response is, well, the proof is better than the flaw. But the Gemara will ping-pong back and forth like that. That's a normal thing. All right, so, you know, we're going to go back to a fazim machlokas between the Rashba and the Ritva. But let's at least appreciate the bottom line halacha, and hopefully maybe we'll go into some more lamas. So let's skip the Rashba and the Ritva for now. It's a fascinating machlokas, but I think we'll better appreciate the machlokas we've shown him if we understand the halacha first. The Shulchan Aruch and Tav Dalet, Siv Aleph, Paskins, like this. Hamahalich chutz l'tchum, l'mala me'asar tefachim. So if you left your tchum on Shabbos, but you were above 10 tefachim, whether you were jumping on some beams or whatever, or what? Seemingly you're, you're floating, whatever. But if you were not on the ground level, hareze safek, im yesh tchum l'mala me'asar, olo. So what's the rule of thumb? Since it's a safek, if the shayla is a derabanan, you could be a makia. Oh, good. And then the Ramah points out, though, but not everything is a suffix to Rabbanan. What would be a suffix to Araisa if you're leaving the Tchum out of Yud Beis Mil? Remember the Rambam had three categories. 2,000 Amos is the Rabbanan, but Yud Beis Mil is a de Araisa. So if you have a suffix about a Yud Beis Mil, you're going to have a suffix to Araisa. So let's go back to our boat for a second. our boat is probably Yud Bey's mill away from the dock. Oh, gosh. So what do we have? A Safik Midoraisa. Because where were they at the onset of Shabbos? Yud Bey's mill. Out to sea. So now they dock on Shabbos. So if their tchum was the boat, and now what, they left a distance of Yud Bey's mill, so seemingly they can't get off the boat, or only four amos off the boat, but they can't really go
with
excursions, exactly. But there's another factor. Can anyone think of a way to knock this down to a derabbanan? That even though we're not sure if tchumen apply Yud Bey's, sorry, above ground level, but it's a suffix, so it's to be machmir b'doraisa. But the Shulchan Aruch is going to say another din.
Because the whole time they're on the boat, they're
jumping. Oh, very, nailed it. V'ho'il says the Shulchan Aruch, v'ein b'yomim v'ein hours asr tchumen, d'oraisa livra akol. The whole concept of water, rivers, is not the ground. The whole basis of Hilchos Tchumin is based on how we traveled in the desert. That was on ground. So therefore, says the Shulchan Aruch, if you arrived on a boat on Shabbos, now you're at the port, you dock on Shabbos. So if the whole time you were above 10 tefachim on the ground, You can get off, and then you can get off and walk 2,000 amos from the place where you hit the ground. Meaning, we thought for a second, oh no, it's a something midoraisa, because it was all this way, it was even the Yud Bey's mill, a long distance away from the ground. But you were never on the ground. The water doesn't have the halachic status of ground. And therefore, only when the boat hits the ground does the halacha recognize you as having a tchum. And when would you say the ground and the boat interact? Because you know how long 10 tefachim is like a maximum of like 40 inches. So at what point is the bottom of the boat within 40 inches of the ground? Yeah, and when does that happen? At the dock. Yeah, so guess what the Star K poskets. Chazal forbade a person from traveling more than 2,000 amos on Shabbos. However, at sea, this restriction does not apply. Good. Nevertheless, if one is aboard a ship sailing at sunset on Friday and subsequently docks at a port on Shabbos, the 2,000 amos begin at the port. So if we were to stop here, my Talmud asks, listen, Rabbi, I got around all the electronic issues. I got all the only thing I need to do on Shabbos is get off the boat. The boat was out at sea and we docked at 9 a.m. on Shabbos. And I even want to walk to shul.
Within 2,000 amos.
Within 2,000 amos. So far, the answer would be yes. Says the Star K, Rabbi Tzvi Goldberg, it is difficult for most people to measure the distance precisely. Uh-oh. They risk violating the tchum if they get off the ship. Because 2,000 amos is less than a mile. So, whatever, 7/10 of a mile is, but you know, it's not so clear how to measure that.
What if it's a city?
Ah, very good. So it says AB.
It's a port city.
So. Very good. Now that you should seemingly be able to treat the entire city as 4 amos. Very smart. Very good. Very good. So, this is what the Star Case is. Moreover, consider the challenge a passenger faces when a world-renowned tourist attraction is outside of the tchum in a vacation spot he may never again visit. So AB's right that there's a good chance your tchum might be pretty big. But the Star K is saying, you better know where your tchum ends because you're going to be a tourist and the tour guide is leaving and you're going to want to go on the tour and it's 2 miles away and you better know where your tchum is. Right. Right. So you can walk all the way uptown to YU because ultimately you take on the status
and you walk back
of that city. You take on the status of that city.
Does that work when you were sort of put into the tchum?
Ah, very good. That's going to be the machlokas. Right. So
I know, because like if you. I'm not sure. sure that what you're saying is right in the sense that that's if, okay, this is my tchum, and this is my tchum in the city, so therefore I can go the whole length of the city, or my tchum is now 500 amos outside the city, so I can reach the city, and since I can reach the city at that point, I can reach everything else. This is very good.
So we have not seen anyone yet to Paskin Rick Abe that you have the status of a resident of that city. Right. So it does. Very good. Very good. Yeah, Mamish, the Rishonim speak about literally all these questions. So let me just, let's just go one step at a time. So moreover, consider, so you said the challenge. And this is how the Star K concludes. Because of the potential Shabbos violations, it would not be wise for a kosher cruise to dock on Shabbos itself. So they're basically saying avoid the question because you have to know Hilchos Tchumen. Believe it or not, there's a website that's called tchumshabbos.com. And in the same way, what?
The website for
everything. Right, it's a 2,000 Amos website. And the truth is, in the same way, you could what? You could go to my Zmanim to get your Zman before Shabbos. You could go to this website, tchumshabbos.com, and try to track your tchum for Shabbos. So I want you to know that there are Jews who take these things very seriously. Very seriously. Now, again, we have to get back to AB's question. Crucial. There are a couple of very, very practical things that let's just try to tackle it one at a time in the last 10 minutes that we have together.
One quick question.
Yeah, of course, Peter, yeah.
Is it a kosher cruise you're
on? I assume not. It didn't sound like it was exclusively Jewish. It sounded like it was the kosher chevra within it. That's what it sounded like to me.
It might have been a mitzvah to get off even on Shabbos.
All right, let's not get into that right now. But I hear what you're saying. So there are a couple of shilas that come up, and this is going to be almost directly related to what AB was saying. Davar she'eino b'mido b'mechomer v'eino m'chosu zeyin. I'm sorry, just out of context. Let's say you get a present. You know, famous issue when you get mail on Shabbos, what is one of the first things we have to ask ourselves? Where was the package at the onset of Shabbos? So people are afraid that it come from outside of the tchum. So the truth is, the Shulchan Aruch in Tav Kuf Tes Vav, in the context of Hilchos Yom Tov Sif Hei, writes that if the present came outside of the tchum, let's say it was food, but it's not muksa. Do you know why it's not muksa? Guess what? Because of AB's points. You can carry it within its four amos or within the city. Namely, if there's an Erev. So what's it saying? That even if what? Even if it came outside of the tchum, you're able to carry that package within the city, right? Meaning, so the package that came from outside of the tchum takes on the status of a quote-unquote resident, right? So therefore, what would you say, AB, that if you are a person that came from outside of the tchum, so AB wants to argue you're like the package, and therefore you can, walk the entire city. So I'd have to verify that. Adam was not sure. I don't know myself 100%, but again, by the package, it's true.
Well, so, package and mail and newspapers, what does that mean? You can carry it, but you can't look at it?
I get a huge machlokas about that. So it would be muksa from that perspective, meaning if you shouldn't be looking at it, you shouldn't be carrying it, in the sense that...
No, fine, it's Divrei Torah.
Right, if it's Divrei Torah, you can carry it. We'll just say it like that. And you can certainly move it, like with your foot. You can kick it or whatever, like that. Yes. All right. Let's not get into that, Sigi, right now. But again, all right. You could the package opening. All right. Let's not get too sidetracked.
You can't open it on the. You gotta break it open.
But this. Again.
You get it into the house.
You can kick it again. Once it's in your Erev, it's in your tchum. Yeah. All right. So a couple of things. Let's just do that. Machlokas Rishonim, and then we'll try to make sure that every point that we mentioned is clarified. There is a fascinating machlokas that was brought to my attention between the Rashba and the Ritikas. The Beis Yosef quotes this machlokas. Says the Rashba like this. Okay, this is on the second page of the Makom, if you want to see it inside. So the Rashba over there in Eruvin, Mem Gimel Amid Beis, says the following. I don't want to get too involved, but he writes, this appears to me, it's an afghaminal inyan Shabbos, lecha the Shabbos be avasha. Let's say you, at the start of Shabbos, were on dry land, and you wanted to get on the boat, can you exit your tchum above 10 tvachim? What would you say? Can you intentionally kind of find a loophole to get out of your tchum? You can't walk out of the tchum on Shabbos. But let's say you start walking, and then eventually you end up being above 10 tvachim. So says the Rashba, if there's no such thing as tchumen above 10 tefachim, that would be totally mutter. Because you're not allowed to walk 2,000 amos out of your tchum. But let's say you walk 1,000 amos, and then you get onto a boat, which is more than 10 tefachim above the ground. So you didn't walk 2,000 amos out of your tchum. What did you do? You walked halachically 1,000 amos out of your tchum, and then you disappeared. The halacha would have said, wherever the boat goes now on Shabbos doesn't matter. Because when you traveled on Shabbos, you were above 10 tefachim from the ground. There is no concept of a tchum there. So that would have been mutter, if the Gemara paskin that way. But the Gemara didn't paskin that way. Remember, the Gemara was not sure. And therefore, says the Rashba, since the Gemara does not resolve the safek, we can't be lenient. And therefore, if you started your Shabbos on land, usher latseis mitchum beso, because you started your Shabbos on land. That means, according to the Rashba, you can't get on a boat on Shabbos lechatchila. You can't say, well, I'm starting my Shabbos in Fairlawn, and there's a port within 2,000 amos, and I'm going to take off on Shabbos. Because since you started the Shabbos on land, you got a tchum. And any time you get a tchum on Shabbos, you can't leave that tchum. And the Ramban is quoted in the Ritva. The Ritva quotes the Rashba. So they hear the Rashba, but then he says, I have another Rebbe. I have two Rebbeim. You know who the Ritva learned under? The Rashba and the Ra'ah. He says, he quotes the Rashba we just learned, and he says, Kozeh pasak Rabbeinu sheyichye. At the time that the Ritva wrote this, his Rebbe, the Rashba, was still alive. But then he says, Avamori hamuvagzal. But my old Rebbe, my main Rebbe, the Ra'ah, of Aaron Alevi, Zal. So this was in that little gap of like 20 years after the Ra'ah died and the Rashba was still alive. He writes, my Rebbe Pasar Kedivre Rabo. So seemingly, I think that's the Ramban, because the Ra'ah also had a few Rebbeim, if I'm not mistaken, it's quoting the Ramban, the Suffek Tchumen Lekula Legamri Vafilu Hashovis Biyabasha. So even if you started Shabbos on dry land, mutter lahaflig besvina. Fascinating. So apparently the Ramban would tell you that you are allowed to pull that like halachic loophole, where you start walking out of your tchum, and you're getting really close to 2,000 amos, but before you hit 2,000 amos, you disappear into the air.
But not the reverse, in the case of the boat.
Right, this would just be a fascinating machlokas about right, when you start on land. And let's say you're on the boat. Let's go back to the boat case. There's another Ramban himself. The Ramban is quoted here in the Dishur Mishabura in Tavdalin, because Mehechi Tesi, like AB says, you could just become a resident of Fort Lee. You know, going into Shabbos, you're going to dock Hudson River or whatever. You're going to become a, you're going to be in the youngest of Fort Lee for Shalosh Shudas, your guest speaker. Well, you're out in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean when Friday night happens. What are you talking about? You're not in Fort Lee right now. But the Ramban apparently is a Chiddush, that since you had das to arrive at the port in Fort Lee, and you knew you could get there, you knew that it was very realistic that the boat would arrive there, even though you're far away, mikom makom, koneu bebein hashmasu shvizu b'makom ahu. You're a member of the youngers of the Fort Lee, according to the Ramban. So Adam wasn't so sure. But the Ramban would say, well, listen, right now you're in no man's land. You're above the Tchum. And because you know you're going to be within the Fort Lee Tchum, you're like a mamish, a resident of the Fort Lee. So I think the Ramban would tell you that a human is like a package, and like you're like a member of the city. So again, all in all, we have to conclude, obviously, with different hashkafa. You want a halachic loophole?
Wait,
oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is like the first case in the mission.
Exactly. You're Kona Shvisa on the city. There's a kasha that Ramban's asking, but how can you be Kona Shvisa in Fort Lee if you're in the middle of the ocean? I mean,
it's two different cases. In the middle of the ocean, people
within. Right. Yeah. So you want to say, he said, even if you're in the middle of the ocean, the Ramban would say that you can have das, that you're part of that community, because you know you're going to arrive there on Shabbos. All right, we'd have to learn that more inside. But obviously, you know, there's obviously a gap between the halacha and hashkafa. What's the Torah telling you to do on Shabbos? Stay put. Stay put. Do you know how the world is crazy enough? You're traveling here, you're cruising there, you're flying over there. You have the schus to sit down on Shabbos. Don't be those Jews who are looking for the mun on Shabbos, like looking for an excuse to be busy on Shabbos. Do you know what a schus it is to not be busy on Shabbos? You take your family for a Shabbos walk around the block. Have some herring. Have some coffee. Learn some parsha. And appreciate the tchum that you're already in. And the people that are with you within the tchum. Bezos Hashem. Okay, let's dive him up.